السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we continue, so I request all of you to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows for me to speak that which is going to be a means of hidayat for myself, for you, and for the entire ummah. You have taken out time to sit in Allah Ta'ala's house, to listen to some words of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it must not be that I waste your time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give me the tawfiq to say that which is going to be beneficial to myself and also beneficial to you and beneficial to the entire ummah. Alhamdulillah, with the fazal, karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif khatam in the Taraweeh had taken place tonight. Just after the salah, Maulana Ahmad Aku, who's reading with us, so he told me that a person will never really be able to comprehend what a great ni'mat this is to be able to read and listen to the Quran Sharif from cover to cover. This is a great ni'mat. We honestly don't appreciate it and we can't really comprehend what a great ni'mat this is. The entire kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pa gave us the tawfiq to listen to it. Allah Pa give us the tawfiq to read it. The example Maulana gave is, he's telling me, same like Jannat, that no matter how many ahadith we have to read with regards to Jannat, or how many Quranic ayat we have to read with regards to Jannat, we still won't be able to really comprehend what Jannat is. So the Quran Sharif also, no matter how many fazail of the Quran Sharif we have to read, how many ahadith with regards to the virtues of Quran Sharif we have to read, we will still never be able to really comprehend. Because this is the only thing in the world which is not created. Everything else in the world is created. The Quran Sharif is not a created thing. The Quran Sharif is the direct kalam, it is the direct speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person is allowed to copy somebody's speech and a person is allowed to listen to somebody's speech, now what a great thing this is. What a great thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing mere mortals like us to read and listen to His speech. And when this reality comes into a person, at least a portion of the reality, then you find that people, they are prepared to give their lives for the Quran Sharif. And people realize and appreciate the Quran Sharif, then they are prepared to give their lives for the Quran Sharif. We have seen so many of our asatiza. We had one ustad in Madrasa Zakaria. He is still living now, Maulana Farooq. He was called the walking Quran Sharif. A khatam a day is his mamul. Khatam of the Quran Sharif a day. We're not talking about Sahaba radiallahu anhu's time. We're talking about now, present day. Any time you see him, short mana, small built, any time you see him, he is reciting Quran Sharif. And that is still with teaching. He's teaching Hifz. Not that he's free the whole day and he's only reading Quran Sharif. His normal day carries on. And over and above that, on his own, the tilawat that he makes, a khatam a day. And not in Ramadan Sharif. I'm talking khatam a day throughout the year. In Ramadan Sharif, what is Mamul is Allah Jani. But throughout the year, Khatam Adi. In Azad World also, we had one Hifz Ustad, Hafiz Jina. No, not Hafiz Jina. His name just slips my mind now. But he is also teaching in the Hifz section. So his Taraweeh every night is one manzil. He reads one manzil of the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh. Then few years back, he was reading 10 paras every night, 10 paras in the Taraweeh. So when Allah Pa gives a person with the muhabbat of the Quran Sharif, then you find people prepared to give their lives. My Ustad Qari Ismail Sahib, marhum, just passed away before Ramadan Sharif. So the qurbani he had made for the Quran Sharif, he would sit. One is he is teaching Hifz students Tajweed. Every Saturdays he used to teach the Hifz students Tajweed. Now that is a different level that you are teaching at. Then he used to teach the public of Azadville. Anybody wants to learn how to read Quran Sharif, they want to learn Tajweed, he used to make a time for them and they used to come. And this is all done after hours. After hours, not in teaching time, after hours. So they used to come and they used to learn. Like that, coming like that and learning, one person who is an optician, he actually became a sab'a qari. Coming like that, after hours. First he was learning Tajweed. After Tajweed, then he started learning Qiraat. He'd learn all the kitabs first of Qiraat. And after that he read the entire Quran Sharif in Sabah to Qari Sahib. And all after, it took many years, but he did it. Then you find Qari Sahib, before he passed away, when we went to see him, so he was telling us that I'm working on a tartib where in my house at all times somebody must be reading the Quran Sharif. And he had such a passion for Qiraat, for the Sabah Qiraat, such a passion for Quran Sharif and Tilawat of Quran Sharif, that he actually started teaching his daughter-in-laws also Qiraat. The Sabah, the different ways of reading. He said, why are we confining it only to the men? Must teach the women folk also. So in his house, the Quran Sharif was alive in his house. And this is how every mu'min's house is supposed to be. That the Quran Sharif must be alive in our homes. It must not just be that in Ramadan Sharif we make a little bit of tilawat, and after that once the khatam takes place, once the moon of Shawwal is sighted, then the Quran Sharifs are all packed up and then we will read Quran Sharif next year again. Or if somebody passes away during the year, then we'll make some yasins. That shouldn't be our halat. Our homes, our day should start with tilawat of Quran Sharif. When a person has got love for Quran Sharif, now imagine just today, just before Isha Namaz, a brother was assaulted outside his house. Was assaulted outside his house. His whole head is cracked open here. So now he went quickly to the doctor. So the doctor told him that we need two stitches, we have to put stitches. So he told the doctor that see, tonight we are making our khatam. I can't miss the Taraweeh. So if you can't do the stitches quickly, you just stop this bleeding, put something there, stop the bleeding, I need to go for namaz. After namaz then I'll see. Now that is not a big Moli Sahib or a big Qari Sahib or anything, is a person like me and you. It happened today. And the person says, no, I can't miss tonight's Taraweeh. Khatam, we are making Khatam. Whole month you've been standing and reading. So this is what happens when the love of Quran Sharif comes into a person's heart. Then there's nothing to stop the person from giving his life also for the Quran Sharif. So Allah Pak, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with the true muhabbat of His kalam. And the true muhabbat of the Kalam is when a person will make his life in conformity with the Quran Sharif. My Shaykh Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Naam Barakatum, he says that this Quran Sharif is like a 30-part letter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us. And this Quran Sharif has got instructions for us that we have to adhere to. We have to follow the instructions in this Quran Sharif. So Hazrat gives this example that if a person left his manager with some instructions in his store and he gave him a whole list of things to do, and the owner of the store is gone on holiday or he's gone somewhere, Umrah, Hajj or whatever. So when he comes back and he asks that manager now, that by all that instructions I gave you, did you carry it out? So the person says that, you know, you're such a good boss. So when you gave me those instructions, what I did with it, I took it and I had them written in gold ink. And then I had it framed. And I got the most expensive itar and I put it on top of that frame. And I got one tasbih from Makkah Sharif too and put it round the frame. And then I hang the frame up. And from the time you went till now, I made sure Agarbatti is burning there by that frame too. So he gives all this whole explanation of how he looked after those instructions. So then the boss asked him, but did you carry out what was supposed to be done there? He said, no, I kissed it every day too. Every day I have to kiss it and put it on my chest, put it on my head also. But what was written there, I never carry it out. So you think that that boss is going to be pleased with this manager? So in the same way, we can take the Quran Sharifs, we can put them in beautiful, beautiful covers, we can put itar on them, we can keep them on wonderful shelves in our homes. Nowadays you get frames, the whole Quran Sharif on one frame. So we can have that frame too. We can have different sizes of Quran Sharifs and everything. But if we are not following the instructions in that Quran Sharif, then we are failing in our duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Quran Sharif came down on the night of Laylatul Qadr from Lohe Mahfuz. It came down to the skies of the dunya on the night of Qadr. From there it came down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 23 years. So many incidents took place and then ayat of the Quran Sharif came down. So many battles were fought and during those battles different ayat of the Quran Sharif were coming down. So much in 23 years, ayat by ayat, bit by bit, ruku by ruku, surah by surah, the Quran Sharif comes down. So it is only, you know, it is only fair on our part that we fulfill all the commands that are there in the Quran Sharif. And this is what this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif was for. That on the one side we will listen to the Quran Sharif, we will enjoy the recitation of the Quran Sharif, but at the same time we now make up our minds that we are going to adhere to each and every command of the Quran Sharif. So this 27th night of Ramadan Sharif,